Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced this week he's got $650,000 to help small and minority-owned businesses along 23rd Avenue. A road construction project there has been disrupting those businesses. Some of them say they're near bankruptcy. Before, city officials had said they didn't have that money to help. Now apparently they have found it. KOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols is here to explain how. Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Bill.
City officials say they found this money to help these businesses. What does that mean?
Well, they found it in the federal government. Basically, they're getting some money already from the federal government, and they're gonna use that money. Before, the city avoided paying this kind of money because it didn't want to set a precedent. If they had to pay money to every business that was ever disrupted by road work, that could drive up the cost of road construction dramatically. But the mayor says they're avoiding setting a precedent here because they're tapping this limited pool of federal money, and the money has limitations on it. It can only go to struggling businesses. They have to prove that they're struggling. They have to do paperwork. And small and minority businesses are the target. So that's important because it helps the mayor avoid the situation where he could end up at some future hypothetical date paying money to Starbucks because they lost some customers due to road construction.
And why did Seattle suddenly manage to find this federal money now?
Well, basically, the neighborhood got organized and they raised a fuss. The main organizer was the owner of 701 Coffee at 23rd and Cherry. That person is Sarah Mae Brereton. She's a trans woman who says this business has helped her and her family climb back from homelessness. She says the road construction has deprived her of customers. Earlier this month, she told me that's given her a lot of spare time.
And so my energy has been devoted to waking up every single day, keeping this business open, but also, frankly, shaming the mayor about his indifference.
So Brereton led a social media campaign against the mayor and her district council member, Shama Sawant. She compares the 23rd Avenue businesses to businesses on the Seattle waterfront that were disrupted by the Seawall project. Some of those waterfront businesses received a lot of money from the city. Gerald Hankerson of the NAACP has accused the city of intentionally pushing out minority-owned businesses. And so city council member Sawant invited the whole lot of them, Hankerson and all those business owners, to testify before the city council earlier. I think it was last week. And now, you know, the mayor talks a lot about race and social justice. So as a gay man, he himself is, you know, he's a member of a minority group that's experienced persecution and recently some displacement from Capitol Hill. So the implication that he's deaf to these concerns really seems to sting him. Here he is at the press conference yesterday.
Is this project intrinsically racist? Is it going to move the African American community further out of its historic neighborhood? Do you leave neighborhoods that are mostly minority and economically depressed? Do you leave them out of improved infrastructure? Or do you improve the infrastructure?
So, how does the mayor plan to answer the question he just asked?
Well, I mean, one question is, were the waterfront businesses given special treatment where minority-owned businesses were not? And the city is very clear. They say there's a big difference between 23rd Avenue and the waterfront. They say the waterfront situation was what's called a taking. And apparently that's a legal term. It means the waterfront businesses were actually physically closed because there was no way customers could access them. In comparison, the businesses along 23rd are not completely cut off. Technically, customers can still reach them, even though access is severely restricted. And plus, on the waterfront, not everybody got paid off. There were businesses that had their customers merely inconvenienced in the same way as they are on 23rd Avenue, and those particular businesses didn't get a dime from the city.
Okay, that's takings and closings and money, but it seems like Mayor Murray is asking a bigger question here.
Yeah, that question is, how do you upgrade infrastructure without triggering gentrification? It's a big riddle that the city is going to have to solve if we want to maintain economic and racial diversity here. We've got a lot of road upgrades coming up in the next few years. We've got the Move Seattle Levy approved all these projects. So these kinds of improvements are going to be coming to neighborhoods all around the city. Just last week, we learned that Vulcan, Paul Allen's real estate company, was investing in a piece of property on 23rd Avenue. So it's almost like we're seeing gentrification happen slowly before our eyes.
Fascinating. Joshua McNichols is KUOW's growth and development reporter. Joshua, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think? How do you answer the mayor's big question? Wherever you live, is it, as he said, intrinsically racist to undertake a public project that might help price a racial group out of a neighborhood. I'd like to hear what you think about this and why. So you can email us. The email address is record@kuow.org or tweet at us @KUOW. Tell us what you think and tell us why. What's behind that?